He's really jacked up on coffee. Again, here's Steve.
You say it like it's a bad thing. Jeez, Bob. Relax. Not like I have twice the caffeine in my coffee or something. At any rate, a serious topic now, as most of them are here. You probably saw this. We talked about it here on the program. A guy running for Congress, a Republican in California, attacked by a man with a switchblade who was yelling obscenities and saying that, you know, Donald Trump's a bad guy and this. And so you have this violent outbreak again. You know, a year ago in the summer, Steve Scalise gunned down during baseball practice. And then all these other bad things happen, and you see people like Maxine Waters chortling about it. Apparently it's amusing to her that people get attacked, you know, attacked with knives and guns and everything else. It's okay. And yet they'd sit there and have you believe that somehow it's the right, the alt-right that advocates violence. Please. William Wagner here, the professor from Salt Lake Global and the Great Lakes Justice Center. Professor, welcome back.
Great to be here again with you, Steve.
So when we talk about the freedom of speech and so forth, I mean, there are some limitations. I am not a guy who likes to limit free speech, but when you are advocating attacking and hurting people, and then you see these things happen, like what happened to Steve Scalise or this candidate in California, I mean, at some point you got to say, whoa, what are we doing?
And you're exactly right. The First Amendment protects speech. And we used to have many years ago something called a clear and present danger test. And the Supreme Court, you know, looked a little closer to the First Amendment and said, hey, that's not what the First Amendment means. The First Amendment means that we have freedom of speech. You don't want a public official, for example, say, hey, that guy's wearing a Make America Great Again hat. Hey, that's a clear and present danger. Let's arrest him. But at the same time, you don't want somebody to be able to use their mouth to incite immediate imminent violence. And that's where the line is under our Constitution. If somebody is inciting somebody to an immediate act of violence, that would not be protected. So a lot of these things Maxine Waters is saying out there walks right up on the line, and she puts her big toe right on the line of the First Amendment. Now, do I like that? No, it makes me sick when I hear people saying things that, you know, makes it sound okay or probably even puts horrible ideas in bad people's minds to go do something bad. But at the same time, you know, I'm thinking, well, tomorrow I don't want the far left to be able to interfere with my speech. Let's let.
Well, that's right. You know, and I look at things like the Fairness Doctrine, as it is called, that would limit the freedom for me to do this radio program if it were ever put in place. And trust me, the liberals have that tucked away. They'll pull it back out at some point when they have the opportunity. The Fairness Doctrine, basically, if you talk conservative politics for 2 hours a day, you have to match it with 2 hours of liberal politics. And who gets to decide? So those things frighten me, Professor.
And they ought to, because throughout history, government has used their power to decide which speech is more helpful to advance their political agenda. And then they take actions against the folks that disagree with that. And so the Fairness Doctrine, the clear and present danger test, all these are things that governments have used to not protect speech, but to actually infringe upon it. And so they all sound good, don't they? But then you put them in the hands of somebody that's got authority and is dangerous. At the same time, you know, we've got to use radio programs like yours and the media throughout the country to expose what's going on out there, because when people hear what Maxine Waters and other people are saying, that becomes part of the political marketplace of ideas. And you know what? I don't think the normal American citizen, when they hear that stuff, that they're going to want to put somebody like that in power. Yeah, there's a fringe out there that are going to buy into it. But let's shine the light of transparency on it and let the people decide, do they want, you know, someone holding office that is calling for all this type of horrible things to happen to people?
Well, you know, the funny thing is that you see this expansion of this attitude. You know, if you see, you go to Evergreen College there out in Oregon, where they had the No White People Day last year, right? And the one professor, liberal professor, said, that's not right. You can't do that. And that person was attacked, basically, and mocked and driven off campus because they didn't agree with the fact that, you know, keeping white people off campus was a proper approach to anything, frankly. And that is what you have pushback. Then you see Antifa throwing bricks through windows because they don't like the speaker that's coming to campus, and so on and so forth, Professor. There's a lot of that. A lot of people are perfectly okay with this approach, no matter how appalling it is.
Well, and you know, here's the good thing about that college you told me about. You just mentioned the marketplace stepped in and said,
rejecting it completely. That's right.
50% drop in enrollment.
More than that now. Less than 300 students attending this fall. Less than 300. They're failing. They're going bankrupt as a result. But at the same time, you have all of this activity and so forth. And as I've told people here on this program, and I truly believe, the things that we tolerate, that you and I tolerate, our kids and grandkids will be okay with. So if you're just going to say, I'm going to look the other way, I'm going to tolerate this, be careful with that. Because what you're basically saying is giving it a pass, and therefore your kids and grandkids will go, well, you know, so Gruber thought that was okay. He never said anything about that, so it must be okay. And then they embrace that kind of mentality. You got to be careful.
Ronald Reagan understood it. He said the philosophy in today's schools will be the governance, you know, of tomorrow. And I just horribly smashed his quote there, but that was the idea. We represented at our Justice Center a professor, some people supporting a professor up in Wisconsin. Same type of thing happened. He stood up and spoke truth on an area that's controversial now, and in the area of universities, and of course the leftist power structure in the university therefore fired him. Well, we went to the Supreme Court in Wisconsin. He's got his job back now. And so if you shine the light of transparency on evil, you know, evil tends to shrivel up because, you know, the people aren't going to stand for it. You're right. You know, if we don't stand up, I think, you know, it'll become the norm and it'll become okay. But right now, I still think we have an opportunity to save this country and save our state. And I think, like your program, the Steve Gruber Show, is doing just that by getting the truth out there.
Well, greatly appreciate that, Professor. As always, William Wagner, President of Salt and Light Global and the Great Lakes Justice Center. We'll talk soon.
Great to be here.
There you have it. Fresh Start Tax Solutions, if you need help with the IRS or just getting started on your taxes, no problem. Chris McClatcher is there to help you. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Fresh Start Tax Solutions logo, and you're on your way. Don't go through another sleepless night. Get to Chris McClatcher at stevegruber.com and the Fresh Start Tax Solutions.